Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Who is this?
This is Shaw with Bank of Cardiff.
Shaw, this is Tenny Clark. I was wanting to get a little more information about the offer we received.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Okay, now this isn't going to say we're applying, right?
No. I just need to look up the file, basically. Everyone has a, what do you call it, a specific file for each business.
Okay, 2311.
Mm-hmm.
3501.
Mm-hmm.
0058.
Okay.
7937.
Seven, okay. Okay, Eastern Sky PC?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then just in case we get disconnected, this phone number ending in 0300 is the best number to get back to yet?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And did you say you were Alice?
I am not Alice, but she asked me to call and find out.
Okay.
What,
okay, sounds good. Sure, but she's still the owner of the business?
If she's interested or not.
Okay, sure, sounds good. And but she's still the business owner?
That is correct.
Okay, and sorry, what was your name again?
Tenny.
Tenny, okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, so we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right directions and answer any questions you might have on it.
Okay, one of the things I noticed on here, it asks a lot of information about credit card processing.
Okay.
Well, that's not the type of business we are.
Mm-hmm.
So is this just for companies that do a lot of credit sales, credit card processing, retail type stuff?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So we just have it there as a option to fill out. So if it doesn't apply to you, then you don't have to fill it out.
Okay. So that doesn't eliminate us, is what I'm
saying. No. It's just we just have it there so that we work with a lot of retail stores and distributors and stuff like that. So for those people, that field is specifically for them. If it doesn't apply to you, if you don't take any credit cards when your customers pay you, you don't have to fill anything out and doesn't eliminate you or limit your programs either.
Okay. How is the repayment structure? Is this one of those you pay every day, you pay every week? How is that done?
Sure. So are you good? Okay. So basically, we have two programs. We have the equipment side and then the work and capital side. Which one are you? And then they have different payment structures. So which one are you guys more leaning towards, or is it for both?
Well, it's kind of both. We've got a new program that we're needing to implement, but we're needing to send we need to hire a few more people, send everybody the training, and then buy equipment. And with that, too, we'd like to just have some working capital so we can market this thing appropriately.
Okay. What kind of program is it?
It's ILS. It's Integrated Listening System. It helps children with autism and ADHD, helps them focus and do better in school, et cetera. So if we can get everybody trained, like right now, because school starts in like 3 weeks, and then we can just jump on it, and we'd be the only people in this area doing that.
Wow, okay. Yeah, a lot of kids have that condition.
Isn't that terrible? Yeah.
No.
I don't know if it's more prevalent now or you just hear about it more now, but it's...
Yeah. I think you just hear about it more or, like, it's just more, like, classified as, you know, ADHD or, you know, the other one.
Right.
Yeah, so I think before everyone was just like, oh, they just had too much candy or, you know things
hyper.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
But we're also in a college town, and one of the sections of this ILS is just peak performance.
Mm-hmm.
So people that have to, like say they got to cram for an exam, they've got to do et cetera, you know, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
they've got to learn certain things, then the peak performance, it kind of just settles the brain so that you can focus and grasp and retain whatever it is that you're learning.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you guys mostly do like medical counseling and health services?
Outpatient mental health is what
outpatient.
We do.
Okay. Okay. So basically, you guys, the business is basically mainly have like a group of counselors, teachers,
counselors.
Advisors, counselors.
Counselors and case managers.
Okay. And you go out and help the customers at their house or at the community center and things like that.
Yeah, either at the school or they can come in here or we go to their home or wherever it's convenient for them.
Nice, okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
Since 09.
09, okay. Okay, perfect. So for the training side, basically to fund that, the training of the hiring of the new counselors, that would fall under our working capital side. And then working capital, we generally were able to free up about 10 to 15% of the gross annual sales as the capital available. And then you can just, you know, pick how much you want to use, and that's the balance you would have to pay back. So to just give you a better idea, do you know what the gross annual sales were like last year?
It was 560, well, right at 568. It's 567,984.
567,984. Okay. So about 568-ish. Okay, I'm just going to do a calculation real quick. Okay. So on the lower range, you're looking at about 56,000 to the higher range, about 85,000.
Okay.
Is how much rule of thumb we're able to free up for you. How much are you guys needing for the capital?
Well, that's going to be, we're probably going to have to talk to Allie about that.
Okay.
But, yeah, she was just needing me to find out some particulars to see if she would be interested.
Okay, sure. So for the capital side, again, we can free up that the range is about 56 to 85.
Mm-hmm.
And the payback for the capital side, we have three different options. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. And it's just, we have a lot of programs, and it just depends on which one you qualify for. And then from there, we usually give you a couple options to choose from.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, So it'll just be a qualifying kind of thing. So if she definitely wanted monthly, she would have to qualify for monthly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
At least for the capital side. But for the equipment side, it's monthly payments.
Oh.
It's kind of like a car loan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what kind of interest is this? Is this, I mean, because some places is, I don't know, what kind of interest are you guys?
Sure. So a lot of different other places, I'm not sure if you guys are applying or calling other places right now, but a lot of our competitors, they only have working capital. And even if you have equipment, which falls under equipment financing, but they don't have that program available at their bank or at their, you know, capital group. They would just bunch everything into the capital side and have it as a big, you know, daily payment or weekly payment, something like that. For us, since we have both options available and it's two separate programs, the equipment side, it will be a traditional work. Traditional equipment financing loan between 2 to 5 years with monthly payments, and rates usually generally start in the mid low single digits, and then it just goes up depending on, you know, a lot of different factors, credit, business credit, time in business, industry, things like that.
Okay, so
whereas,
you do have some reasonable rates.
yeah, because the other people, they don't have equipment financing, so they'll just give you one big rate for, you know, capital and equipment.
Yeah.
Whereas for us, we can separate it out
like
for you.
Like 35% or something.
yeah, that's crazy. Imagine buying a car at 35%.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But of course, the capital, since it's unsecured, so we don't put anything up for collateral, it's more expensive compared to the equipment side. But we don't have outrageous rates like, 50% or something like that.
Okay. So, well, let's just say the worst case scenario mm-hmm. on the interest side, if she went with the $85,000, she wanted the max, if she qualified for that, mm-hmm. and the worst case scenario, what kind of payments would that be?
Mm-hmm. So I'll be completely honest with you. I won't be able to give you any kind of ballpark range because I don't want to overpromise or, under-promise,
basically.
That's
why I asked the worst case.
Yeah. Well, worst case, I guess you can say, because our rates also depends on, the length of the term. Mm-hmm. So our terms ranges from 3 months to 36 months, so 3 months to 36, or 3 months to 3 years. It depends on that, too.
Right.
So I guess worst case, it's really, really hard to say because the worst case scenario will be 3 months payback at $85,000. So, that's really bad.
That'd be pretty mean.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm going to be honest, I can't really give you a rate. But what I can do is I can send over the application. You can review it with Alice and see if she's still interested in applying or, what it is that exactly the business needs. Mm-hmm. What we do is we just run a soft credit check. That's one of the things that people are most concerned about is running their credit. We only do a soft credit check, only through Experian instead of all three credit bureaus. So it's not going to ding the credit much, maybe like 1 point, whereas other people do like 5 points or something. And we just need a couple bank statements and a tax return, and I'll be able to give you exact terms and length and things like that.
Okay, a couple bank statements and tax return. The 2015 return has not been filed yet.
Okay.
Actually, I'm working on that right now, trying to get everything done.
Okay, no problem. Do you guys have extension
on
2014?
So I'm kind of coming down to the wire. So.
Yeah, don't worry. I had a customer yesterday that only had 2013s.
Oh, so, okay. Well, we do have 2014.
Yeah, okay.
2015 is not done yet.
Okay, no problem. As long as you have an extension on it, you're fine.
Yeah.
What we'll need is just January to June's business bank statement.
Okay.
And that just basically gives us a real-time look at the business and the cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the one-page application, which I can send over to you, which is the same thing as what you're looking at right now, but I'll send it in PDF format so it's easier for you to fill out.
Okay.
Okay. What's the best email for me to send this over to?
Tinny@easternskypc.com.
SkyPC.com. And can you spell your name just to make sure I got it right?
TENNIE@easternskypc.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you, and also I'll also include like our website and some our Google Plus customer review, so you can look it over with Alice too, and then also just run by the numbers I gave you and kind of like the two programs that I explained to you.
Okay, now on the equipment side, what mm-hmm. You said it was like a car loan, but what are the mm-hmm. rates on that?
So for those, it usually generally starts in the mid low single digits. So I've seen threes, I've seen fours, and then I've seen crazy rates like 10, 15, things like that. So there's the range there.
Okay. Alrighty then. Well, I appreciate you. Now, what was your name again?
My name is Josh, J-I-A.
J-I-A. Mm-hmm. Well, I never would have got that right. Do you have a certain extension, or you just rather, when she gets here and looks all this over, just email you?
I can give you my direct line, and you give me a call.
Okay.
It's
858-779-0423. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you, and I guess just give me a call or email me, and just touch base and let me know what you guys are planning to do.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tenny. Bye. Bye.